My name is Christian von Essen, and I'm back with another episode of Heja Framtiden, the Swedish podcast on the future. Today we are at Epicenter and Stockholm Impact Week and the Growth Day. Sitting here with Göran Wingaarde from the Netherlands. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, glad to be here. Thank you.
You just moderated a panel discussion here, and you work with a company called Dealroom or Dealroom.co. Maybe you should start there. What is Dealroom?
Dealroom is a platform that provides intelligence for startup ecosystems. So we help investors like VC investors to identify promising companies to invest in. We help corporates to better understand kind of the innovation that's happening around them. And we also help governments to measure and understand their ecosystem.
And speaking of impact, do you have like parameters that can be also used to measure impact of companies?
Yeah, so we have identified about 10,000 impact startups. And for us, what's an impact startup is that solving one of the major global challenges from environmental, but also education, poverty, if that's the core of their mission, and if they wouldn't work on that, then you would basically not have a business. For us, that's an impact startup. So we have identified 10,000 of them so far. And so we measure also how much venture capital they are attracting, if they are growing, because in order to make an impact as a startup, you also have to grow.
Yeah, I think that's what many people are discussing here today. Like you need the financial stability and the economic sustainability as well.
Yeah, exactly. We should try to not see them as opposites, like to satisfy your investors and to have a successful impact startup that has a positive impact. They are actually two goals that are really aligned. And our data also has shown that impact startups are nowadays better able to recruit great talent. So, you know, all the stars are really aligned, I think, now for, let's say, climate tech 2.0 to really succeed.
And now, this discussion here today at Epicenter, you talked to a couple of experts regarding the Nordic ecosystem on impact investment. What were your insights after this conversation?
I think one of the many interesting things is that all three investors are really also into what was called dirty investment and like boring investment they were talking about. So things like cement and old industry, that's actually places where you can make the biggest impact by making them more efficient and helping them to transform into cleaner businesses. I was pleasantly surprised that all three are very much focused on that, and they're very interested in hard tech, capital intensive tech, but the combination, it has to be a combination of using software and hardware, so it's not just about these software companies that are just doing analytics. Like they rightfully said, the real change is not going to happen in the metaverse, it's going to happen in industries and in real places. So that was good to see.
And also the collaborative efforts. I mean, that the countries in the Nordic region, for example, should collaborate much closer to create an interesting ecosystem and cluster instead of competing against each other.
Yeah, I think everybody agrees on that. And we should even look beyond the Nordics and look at all of Europe. Like maybe the Netherlands can be part of the club as well.
So you have identified 10,000 impact startups. Is that in Europe or globally?
That is globally, actually, yeah. And I think about half of them are in Europe, and the Nordics have a disproportionate high amount of them. So I think Sweden especially, but also the rest of the Nordics, are rightfully called like the impact capital of the world.
Are there any other interesting geographical areas that stand out, perhaps unexpectedly?
Yeah, that's a great question. Now, in food tech, Italy stands out. I think there's a lot of interesting stuff happening in Africa. Maybe that's also actually in food and ag tech. Places like Kenya. I think the US also shouldn't be ruled out. There is like a massive climate movement. Tesla is probably the world's most valuable climate tech company.
Cool. I mean, you've been following this sector for some time, and you have lots of insights. Do you see that the capital is also now, does the money follow the talk in a way? Or are we just seeing the beginning of this?
So we released a report today, or it's about to be released. I previewed some slides, and it shows that the percentage of venture capital that's going into impact is the highest ever, and it's doubled over the last few years. So its share has doubled, and the amount of money going into startups has already massively increased. So imagine how much more money is going into impact. So yeah, people are definitely putting their money where their mouth is, and I think the next few years are going to be really important to also show that good returns can be made.
I usually ask, what is your best tip for making the world a better place in the future?
So I think my best tip is to stay away from making it a kind of a performative art, and to get really interested in the science and the engineering, because like there are a lot of humans, everybody needs to eat, there needs to be economic growth, we don't want poverty, we want people to be educated, so we need prosperity. And I think we have to look at technology and engineering in order to become more clean as a society.
Great. And how can we use dealroom.co?
It's a free platform, so you can just go there and create a free account and get inspired by all the impact startups that are out there, seeing how much money is going and where it's going. So definitely check it out.
Great, check it out. Thank you, Joram, for visiting Framtiden podcast.
Yeah, thanks, glad to be here.
And thanks to Stockholm Impact Week and Invest Stockholm for making this possible. My name is Christian von Essen. Check out heaframtiden.se for more information about this podcast. From Epicenter in Stockholm, thank you.